Welcome back to the Next Door Podcast. I am Bestie Next Door, and I'm like your bestie next door. If you like your tea to be extra, extra sweet, then this place is not for you, because we like our tea to be sweet and bitter. Sweet enough that it goes down, bitter enough to wake us up. Now, guys, it's like I feel like more, I can produce more of this audio episodes because I don't have to do too much work when it comes to editing, like the visual and setting up the studio. I could just hop right on the microphone and just talk and talk. Talk what I gotta talk. Today we have an interesting topic. I actually wanted to talk about this because I've seen it on the Shade Room. I've seen it on social media. This Portia and Simon divorce. When I tell you people about these Nigerian men, you people don't want to hear a word. But before we get started, you guys know I'm always putting you guys on to what's happening and what's going on. Right now, the digital marketing industry is a $1 billion industry, and it's projected to be a $1 trillion industry in 2032. If you are not learning digital marketing skills, I don't know what you're doing, to be honest. And I've been talking about it on my TikTok. I mentioned it on my Instagram and things like that. If you're looking to invest in something, that is the best thing you can invest in right now, is learning digital marketing skills. You can create your own digital product, whether it be ebook, course, whatever, because again, a lot of you are talented in different things, whether it be like cooking, you know, doing hair. And I know a lot of you guys have a lot of hidden talents, but you guys are just scared, maybe because you feel like you don't have the platform or whatever it is. You learning digital marketing is really going to help you make that passive income you're looking to make, or make a lot of income. Generally, there's this girl on Instagram or TikTok that one, somebody that I know personally, she made 200K in 26 days. Let me say this again. Digital marketing is a $1 billion industry. There's no reason why your six figures is not in that $1 billion. But you are too busy like, oh my God, you know, I don't know what to do, or I'm not sure, I don't want to show my face. You don't have to show your face to make money in 2024. Get on your Zoom. Personally, I paid $700 to her to learn digital marketing, because it's like she made like damn near, I think at that point she made her first like 50K, and she was showing it on her live. And I was like, damn, I need to get on my Zoom. Like, she showed her account and everything. And I usually see a lot of people doing this faceless thing, but I never knew really what it was. And, you know, most people that do the faceless thing, they have a product attached to it. Like, for example, if you want to get into fitness, if you want to learn how to go viral, if you want to learn how to cook, if you want to know how to make hair oil, like some people do these things, and you can be doing the same exact thing. You whatever you're passionate about, someone around the world is looking for that particular product, and you have that product. You just need to know how to create the product and how to connect to your audience. And that's what digital marketing is all about, creating digital products and having a wide range of who to sell to, because you can have a physical product, but you having a physical product, your audience is limited because you can only sell to people that's around you. But imagine having a digital product that can reach people in London, reach people in Africa, reach people in all parts of the world. I want you to start thinking big. Start thinking big. Stop thinking small, start thinking big. And don't think that, oh my God, you know, damn, you paid $700 and that's a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot of money at first, but when you start making the money back, you're going to be like, damn, I'm glad that I paid that money, because you got to invest in yourself. It's just like going to college. When you go to college, is college free? No, college is not free. But a lot of you graduated from college and you're six figures in debt. You can't tell me $500, $700 is a lot of money when you're six figures in debt and you're barely using your degree. Now that's tea. The digitalmarket.net. Digitalmarket.net literally has so many different products and guides on teaching you how to elevate your journey in digital marketing world. They have this is a sponsored post. This is a sponsored ad, and I'm just going to say that this is a sponsored ad. So this is a sponsored ad. So let me just clear that up. The digitalmarket.net has different digital products that's going to help you learn digital marketing while also giving you the MRR rights to resell if you want to. So not only are you learning about digital marketing, but you can also resell the course to somebody else if they want to learn as well, and which is amazing, amazing thing, you know. Get on your Zoom. I'm not going to say this again. I'm not going to repeat this. This is going to be the 10th time I repeat this. Get on your motherfucking Zoom. Don't think that, oh my God, I'm spending $500 and then I don't know if I'm going to get the money back, or I'm not sure this and that. You will get the money back once you start applying yourself and applying the things that you've learned. So click the link in my bio on Instagram or TikTok, or if the link is somehow on this below on this audio, and click the first link. You can access the community, the Your Story Matters community, or you can go to the digitalmarket.net. The digitalmarket.net have different digital products. Like, you know, I don't know, some of you may have an online business and you may need some like chat GPT prompts, or you may want to get into a faceless TikTok account. They have guides there. You may want to learn about how to navigate Canva really well. They have a Canva guide there as well. If you are looking for like a specific product, a specific thing you want to learn, I recommend the digitalmarket.net. There's so many things for you to capitalize off of. It's a billion-dollar industry. Your $1 million is in that $1 billion. Amen. Now, let's talk about taking someone's man, because Portia, little Portia, wanted to take someone's man, and now she's getting divorced. Under 15 months. Can you just imagine? She's getting divorced in under 15 months. Now, I read this article online. At first, a lot of people were thinking that they were getting divorced because Simon is having some legal issues or something like that or whatever. But apparently, it seems like the divorce is actually real, because he was seen out with another woman. And Portia, you know, people are making comments and saying, oh, yeah, she looks like she's unhappy. She looks like she's sad, things like that, blah, 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 blah. But I want to say this. This is why, when it comes to marriage, take your fucking time. When I say these things, people think I'm blowing air. Take your fucking time. Apparently, they got married in just a few weeks of knowing each other. And based on the article I read, sources say that Portia decided to divorce because she felt like it was too much too soon. Too much too soon. Can you just imagine? Just imagine. Just imagine. Too much too soon. So you they enter the house. Now that you see that the house is too hot, you they back out. Now wow. Now wow. Now wow. You see, karma plays a role in a lot of these. Karma plays a huge role in this, because, you know, I want to say this. Another thing that I realized too is when you're too loud about something, it ends up destroying. Because that's what happened to me too, you know. In my last relationship, I was so loud about it. I was always posting my man, you know, I was posting our introduction, I was posting this, I was posting that, and boom, we didn't even last that long. That's why I keep your man quiet. Keep it, listen, don't be posting your man. Because if something happens in your relationship, at least you don't have to worry about, damn, people gonna ask me, what about this guy you was posting? Just for your own mental sake, don't post your man. Just keep it quiet. If you want to post his arm, cool, whatever. But just try not to be too loud about your relationship, because evil eye is a real thing. And I had to understand that too, because even with my pregnancy too, I feel like, damn, maybe I shouldn't have posted about it, or maybe I shouldn't have said anything about it. Because if I didn't say anything about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because now I'm getting DMs, people asking me stupid ass questions, like, oh, what happened? Oh, did you have, like, don't fucking ask me no question. If you're listening to me, don't fucking ask me no question. I talked about it already. Don't fucking ask me no question about what the hell happened. You know, sometimes I feel like I'd be owing people an explanation. I'm like, oh, hey sis, yeah, this is, bitch, don't ask me no fucking questions. Don't ask me no fucking questions. We're leaving that shit back in February. I'm moving on. But this is what I'm saying. I'm only saying that to say that sometimes when you post too much of your like happiness too much, and you're too excited about something and you post it, evil eye is a real thing. Some people may be watching your stuff and just be hating you, and you don't even know they hate you. They hate you for no reason. They're just jealous and mad for no reason. And you're like, yo, I'm only sharing this because I'm happy. I'm thinking that we all, you know, we all, you know what I'm saying? Like, people really be jealous sometimes, especially when you're too excited about something. People be jealous. And one mistake I already know, I was like, yo, I could post this, I could post that, but one thing I am not posting is my man. I'm not posting him. And, you know, Portia stole that man from another woman. So what did you expect to happen? You gotta ask yourself. You can't take another woman's man and think that it's gonna be all perfect. And I'm telling you know, a lot of people are like, oh, they want to date Nigerian men, but dating a Nigerian man is a bittersweet situation. It's sweet and it's sour. Yes, a Nigerian man knows how to spoil you, but as much as he knows how to spoil you, you will also have tears. You will tear, you will tear, you will tear, you will say, oh, you will have headache. Your head will just be hurting. Your head will be hurting because the money account is times triple, but then at the same time, your heart is just hurting because what is he doing? One thing I have to say is, when you are dating a Nigerian man, you have to be smart. And if you're looking to date a Nigerian man, you have to be smart. That's all I have to say. Because at the end of the day, they have this way of love bombing. And usually when a man love bomb, I'm kind of like, I don't like men that love bomb. And I think that you should kind of question a man that's love bombing you too early. A man that's love bombing you too early, trust me, the way he's love bombing you is the same way he's going to break your heart. You will cry. Now, if you right now have a guy that you know has a girlfriend, have a wife, and you're thinking that, oh my God, I'm going to take him from her and she doesn't deserve him, you're a fool. You're a fool. And the same way that you took him is the same way another woman will come and take you. You see, I don't judge women and girls that date married men. I don't judge. You know me, at Bestie Next, I don't judge. But I'm always going to tell you the truth, because remember, with every good thing, there's a bad thing. Because if there's not a bad thing, then it won't be a good thing. You see, when it comes to dating married men, you have to understand that, yes, you're having fun because he's paying for things, he's taking good care of you, he's doing the things he's supposed to because you're the side chick and he's trying to keep your mouth closed, right? But just know that when you decide to marry, there's also going to be a woman that's chopping your man's money. And I'm not saying that to tell you, oh, scare you away and say, oh, you know, I'm just telling you the truth. Because most times you don't think about that. You just think about yourself. Like, you know, well, I'm enjoying his money. It doesn't consign me. I don't care. I don't care what about his wife. The same way you don't care about his wife's feelings and what's going on in his home is the same way that when you decide to get married, that next girl is not going to care about what's going on in your home. So just keep that in mind. Everything has karma. There's always going to be a effect to a cause. It's a cause and an effect, always. So keep that in mind. And what's happening with Portia is just the effect. Because who told her that, okay, maybe she would have had fun with Simon, you know, maybe she, you know, have fun with him a little bit and, you know, give him back to his wife. But you decided to snatch him away from his wife. You did a whole big wedding. A whole big wedding. Remember, her wedding was huge. She didn't even do it silently. Like, you know what? Let's just do something small because, you know, I want to be sure about this relationship. You did a whole big wedding. And now look. Now everybody's just laughing. Everybody's just like, oh, she's hurt because she was in the Bentley. Now she's back in the soccer mom's car and this and that. And I see she signed a deal with NBC, which allowed her to take scripted project opportunities. So some people were saying that maybe this was scripted for her to be back on Housewives of Atlanta. I don't know. I literally just want to make it this really short and just funny and sweet. If you're fucking someone's man and you're trying to take that man away from his woman, karma does not play fair. And karma doesn't have to be that when you get married or when you get in a relationship, a woman is going to take your man. Karma could be in so many different ways. Like, let's say, for example, you didn't know that that woman was dealing with abuse and God did her a favor by allowing you to take that man away from her. And now you're going to be dealing with abuse. You get what I'm saying? Karma can come in so many different ways, sweetie. Karma doesn't have a favorite. So if you are taking, if you are fucking someone's man right now, send him back to his girl. Send him back to his wife. Don't waste no time. You can, there's so many, I don't know why, there's some girls that just get joy into dealing with fucking someone else's man. They get, like, it's a joyful thing. Yeah, you may say, well, I don't owe her no loyalty. He owes her loyalty. You're absolutely right. But it's one thing if you go into a situation and you don't know. Like, it's like, okay, well, I didn't know he had a girlfriend. I didn't know he had a wife. Like, that's not my fault. That's, yeah, I get that. But there's one thing where you deliberately see that this man is happy with his wife. Like, he's happy with his girlfriend. Like, you see them on Instagram, you see them together, and you deliberately go after that man, knowing that he's in a situation. Oh, sweetie. Oh, sweetie, 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 sweetie. The karma. She doesn't have favorites. Just keep that in mind. And I'm gonna leave you with that. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, thank you for listening. And you know the rest. Until we meet again.